Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Hello, sister and brother. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina, the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Deliverance Ministry on November the 19th, 2021. We do welcome and do praise God tonight for being here. Another opportunity to minister to you, another opportunity to pray with you and stand with you, to encourage you in the Word of God, to help you to really hold on and trust to God that created you, the God that is in control of the world, even though it looks out of control, but he has not lost control at all. So we thank and we praise God tonight for the blessing of God as we minister and pray over the nation. We pray over all the different things that are going on. We speak the word of God, and we ask the Holy Spirit to come and visit our nation and the world and bring about changes, call us as a people to humble ourselves up in the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt us in due time. We thank and we praise God that he is merciful to us and to all. We give him the glory, we give him the praise, and we give him the honor. And we pray for the leaders of this country. We pray for the leaders of other countries. We pray that God will take a hold of each and every leader in the name of Jesus, and that they'll quote the scripture and give them a new heart, a new spirit, and call them to walk in his stature and his ways, cause them to walk in righteousness. Not only with them, we ask also that God, for we the people of this world, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. God, we just lift you up. We pray, God, for all the sick, all the shut-in. We pray, Father God, for the one that in the hospitals, in the nursing home, in the children home, in the mental institution, in the prison, physical and either mentally prison, emotional prison. God, we ask you to send forth relief in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight for all the bereaved family, all the families, Lord God, who have lost loved one and whatever predicament or whatever situation that there is, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to wake up the nation, wake us as the people, the intercessor, God, to let us begin to fall on our praise and take authority over the principalities and power of this world, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and begin to pull down the strongholds that the Satan has put up in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we praise you for your mercy and your love, and we pray for every leader, God, that is called by your name, the one that walking in righteousness and holiness, God, in the name of Jesus, and walking in truth. We pray for them tonight, God, and we ask you, Father, pull down every false one right now, Father, from the head all the way down to the smallest one, Father, in the name of Jesus, that leading your people astray. Father, we just thank and we praise you, Father God, for all that you have done, what you're getting ready to do. We may not understand everything you're doing and why you're doing, but God, I do know in my heart, in spite of what the enemy tried to get me to think, I know you are faithful. I don't know when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it, but I know this one thing. I can't do anything about it. I can't rush the timing. Only you can rush the timing of what you're going to do. And, Lord, I just pray for people all over the place, all over the land, Father. I just lift them up to you right now, Father. And, Lord, for those who may be having babies at this time, Father, during this critical time, we lift them up to you right now, Father, that they will have a healthy baby in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we just pray, Father God, like I said, everything that everyone is not of you, Father God, we uncover the devil right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, for all bereaved family tonight, Father, even in the midst of my own family, Father God, the death that had occurred, I ask you to lift up the family, God, lift up the mother, lift up the sisters, lift up, God, all of them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let them realize and know, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that you are almighty God. You, Father God, you are almighty God, and what you do and what you're going to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we need to trust in you in spite of all, Father, what's going on and what's doing. We pray for other countries, other nation, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are going through persecution right now, Father. I pray that you lift up a standard against them, God. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them a holy boldness to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against any kind of fear and intimidation, Father, that they have to come upon them, Father, God, that will maybe call them to give in to the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that those who have an ear to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying in the name of Jesus. And we come against all religious spirit. We bind bind them up, we cut them down, we cast them out, Father God, and we distract them from the lives of people right now, from their mindset, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do right now. Help us, God, to be real before you. Help us, God, to really to exalt your name and lift your name up, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up so much other stuff and other things, Father God, instead of lifting up the name of Jesus. But help me, Father, to lift up your holy name, Father, at all given time, God, instead of complaining, Father God, about what's going on and what. Let me lift up the name of Jesus. And God, and like I said, every church that is named the name of Jesus, that walk in righteousness, walk the way you want them to walk, God, I pray for them right now. I pray for their leaders right now, God. I pray that, Lord God, a revival will break out in their church. People get healed, delivered, set free. Demons be cast out, Father God. Lord, I pray that it be a testimony for your glory, that, Lord God, they can say that this one got healed, that one got healed, God, from all these troubles, disease, Father God. Because when we look around now in the body of Christ, Father God, right now, that, Lord God, that your name to me is not being glorified, the kingdom is not being established like you would have it to be. But, God, help us to get our mind set on you and on your purpose, what your son came down to earth to do and lift the rest for us to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for revelation knowledge, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for just mercy. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, to prepare for people that don't have food to eat, God, or don't have a place to lay their head, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open up a door, Father. Lord God, that somebody, Father God, have them to loose all this money that they are having and help, God, those people who stand in need today, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that the door has already opened, Lord God, for Yana and a place to stay, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even provision that she needs, I thank and I praise you for that, Father God. I thank and praise you, Father God, that things haven't come together. They come together, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, and I thank you right now for strengthening me, Lord, in my inner man, strengthen me for this journey, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you know how I feel, Lord God, not only when I just can't help her, but even when I can't help other people, Father God, you know, because really, Lord, even with myself and the things that I need done, Father, Lord God, I know the field is white, and the labor is few, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, but help me to do what I need to do. Help me to step out in faith even more, Father, in the name of Jesus, and do what you would have me to do, Father. And, Lord, I just pray for different state, different country, Father. I pray for them as a whole. I pray, Father God, that your angel be standing, Father God, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and bring about deliverance in the lives of your people right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you're so merciful. You're so kind. You're so loving, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And not that we do anything, Father, that is so what we, Father, in the name of Jesus, deserve for the blessing and thing that you do, but because of your love and your mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you, Father God, are blessing us. You, God, are keeping us, Father. We thank you right now, Father, for all that you're doing and going to do. Lord God, we praise you right now for your mercy. We praise you, Lord God, just for everything, Father. We thank you for the good, the bad, the indifferent, because you said in your word, give thanks in all things, but this is the will of God. You said give thanks for all things. So, Lord, help us, Father, to thank you instead of complaining. Help us, Lord God, to lift you up. Help us, God, to think about somebody else, God, even before this Christmas season coming. Father, let us begin to think about other people that are worse off shape than what we're in. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because nothing happened that you don't already know going to happen. There's nothing happened that you don't already know what we're going to go through, Father, because you are all-knowing God in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us to really seek your face and seek out, because you have it all ready down pat in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, and we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, Father. And Lord, those who are looking for a job tonight that you desire to give a job, we thank you for the doors open for them, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you will sustain them and keep them, God, and wherever they go to do their job, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will do it and do it in honor and glory to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to be even more merciful to us, God. We ask you for revelation knowledge, God. We ask you for your grace, God. We ask you for your love, God. We ask you for your peace, God. We just ask you, Lord God, put, Lord God, a refreshing, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, Father. We ask you to dip us down in the kerosene of your spirit and set our heart ablaze. And, Father, I pray for other nations. I pray for Japan. Father God, I don't know why you putting that in my spirit, but I lift it up to you now. Whatever is going on, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to let your divine will be done. We come against the strategy of the enemy right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And what he said I could do, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Because you are almighty. You are merciful, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for China, God. We thank you, Father God, for Africa, God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for England, God. We thank you, Father God, for Rome, God. We thank you, Father God, for all of the cities, all of the places, God. Nigeria, Father, we thank you for it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Johannesburg, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit set upon these places, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, and we thank you right now, God, because you are merciful. You are God loving, God, in the name of Jesus, even when you're correcting us, whenever you're doing the thing that you need to do for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we glorify your name tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, even for the people that have called me out for prayer. I pray for them right now, Father. I pray that your divine purpose be doing in their life, God, in 100% area, Father, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. There are people that ask me to pray, Father God, that you put a hunger. They have a hunger for the word, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to help them, Father, to drive them toward that food in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you even for people that got children, can't feed them, God. We ask you, Lord God, to supply food for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, or either, Lord God, school. So whatever they stand in need of tonight, God, we ask you, Father, the supernatural we bless them with it, Father. And, Lord, I just pray tonight for every person, Lord God, that I got abundance and abundance and abundance of provision that they can help other people. I ask you to begin to touch their heart and stir them up, Father. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You bless them to be a blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And there's some of them, there's no way that they can go, use all of it before they go out. But somebody's standing in need of tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for me in my life, God. I thank you, Lord God, for how you're blessing and you're touching, God, and how your divine purpose and will be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for Mr. Black and you know, his family and Yvonne and her family, Father. I pray for Frank, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Doris and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for my nephews and nieces, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, also for my cousins, Father God. I just pray for people one by one and name by name. God, whatever the circumstances are, I lift them up to you right now, Father, that you are having your divine purpose for them in their life, Father God. Lord, I ask you to continue to pray, God, for that your divine will be done in my life, God. Lord, help me to do the thing that you have called me out to do in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank and I praise you just for being. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you, Father God, right now that every part of my body, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, Father, I thank and I praise you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the glory, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And, Lord, as Sister Sands, man, come before me. I lift them up to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your divine purpose and will be done, Father. Lord God, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring them to the forefront, Father. Bring them, Father God. Lord God, to save their soul, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let her prayers be answered, Father. Let them, Father, and I follow her first step. But let him pull for you. Let them pull for you, God, what you has purpose for them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come against the attacks of the enemy to come out to steal, and kill, and destroy. We break the power of it right now up over the lives of your people, God, and not just them, God, other people, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're drawing on, that you're pulling on, Father, and they may or may not understand what's going on with them, Father, but Lord God, we just pray, God, that your mercy will continue to shine upon them, Father. You will continue to do what you know is best, God, because you are all wise, God. Help to teach all of us, God, to follow in your ways and do the things that you have called us out to do, Father. Because a lot of people out there following and teaching people, they're teaching people the wrong thing, Father. So help us, God. Help us to be a light. Help me to be a light. Most of all, God, And I thank and I praise you for all things, God, what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify your name. We honor you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, God. We praise you, Jesus. We really praise you, God. We thank you, Lord God. You're so merciful. You're so kind, and you're so loving, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to give you the praise and to do your name, Father. Help us to stay humble, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Lord God, to seek your face, God. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, God. Help us to forgive people and let people go, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come against, Lord God, the rebellion, the stubbornness, the pain that a lot of us have experienced with people, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you give us the opportunity where we can do good, Father. Help us to do good to all people, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in your precious name, God, help me to walk the walk, God. Help me to walk to walk that I preach and talk to people, Father God. Help me, Father. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm calling unto you tonight, God. Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me in my journey, God. Strengthen my body, God. Strengthen my mind, God. Give me the mind of Christ, God. Help me to renew my mind to what the Word of God says, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I'm calling unto you tonight, God. For we all need you, God. We need a revival, God. We need you to come forth, Father God. We need you to touch our land, touch our heart, touch the doctors, touch the nurses, touch the police department, touch the sheriff's department, God. Touch in and everybody, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We glorify your name, Father. Oh, we magnify you, God. We magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, we honor you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father. We honor you, God. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You're the great and mighty God. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor just for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. Lord, we thank you right now. We pray, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for every country, God. Every country, God. We pray for every country, God. We pray that your sovereign will and sovereign spirit go over these countries, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even some of these cities and some of the early evangelist church, Father God. Lord God, and revival, Lord God, send forth that anointing today, God, because we need it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll praise you, we'll glorify you, we'll honor you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So we do tell the Lord thank you tonight. We praise him for all that he's doing and going to do. And I just ask him to strengthen me, you know, in my enemy, strengthen me for the calling that he's called me out to do. Help me to fight the battle, to keep persevering, to keep going forward in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you tonight, God. Lord, I praise you tonight, God. Lord, help us tonight, God, to be real with you, that somebody can see your power, your anointing in our life, God. Lord, we thank and we praise you right now for what you're doing and going to do. And Lord, I'm just going to read the 118th Psalm on Thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. His mercy. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but then the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like a beast. They'll squinch as the fire of a thorn, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust swords at me that I might fall, but the Lord help me. The Lord is my strength, and song is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does it valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me in the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise thee, Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and not because of my salvation. The stone which the builder refused hath become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice of the cord even to the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the laws of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligent. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respected unto all thy commandment. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, I will keep thy statute. Oh, forsake me not utterly. With all shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereunto thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O Lord. Let me not wander from thy commandment. The word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. And blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statute. With my lips have I declared all the judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the ways of thy testimony, and as much as all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Open thy my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandment from me. My soul breaks for the longing that it has unto thy judgment of all time. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do error from thy commandment. Move from me the reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate amidst thy statutes. Thy testimony that are also my delight and my counselor. My soul cleaves unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared thy way, my way, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statute. Make me to understand the ways of thy precept. So shall I talk of thy wondrous word. My soul melted for heavens and strengthened thou according to thy word. Move me to the ways of lying and grant me thy law graciousness. I have chosen the ways of truth. Thy judgment have I said before me. I have stuck unto thy testimony. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the ways of thy commandment when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the ways of thy statute. I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandment, for then therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto the testimony and not thy covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish my word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgment are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precept. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercy come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproached me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continue forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, because I seek thy precept. I will speak of thy testimony also before king, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in the commandment which I have loved. My hand also will I lift up into my commandment which I have loved. I will meditate in thy statute. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not climbed from thy law. I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror has taken hold upon me because of thy wicked that forsake the law. Thy statute have been my song in the house of thy pilgrim. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I hate because I kept thy precept. I kept thy precept. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I will keep thy word. I have entreated my people with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet into thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy testimony. The band of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I was roused to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all of them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precept. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy, and teach me thy statute. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandment. Though I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and does good. Teach me thy statute. The proud has forged me against me, but I keep thy precept with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn the statute. The laws of my mouth is better unto me than thousand gold and silver. Thy hand has made me, and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandment. They that fear thee will be glad when they have seen me, because I have hope in thy word. I know, Lord, that thy judgment are right, and that thou in faithfulness have afflicted me. Let I pray thee, thy mercy kindly be for my comfort according to the word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercy come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, that I will meditate in thy precept. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, those that have known thy testimony. Let my heart be sound as I said, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faineth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will they comfort me? For I have become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statute. How many are the days of thy servant when thou will execute judgment on them that persecute me? The good had digged this deep pit, proud for me, which are not after thy law. All of thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They almost have almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precept. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. And forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, thy faithfulness true into all generations. Thou hast established the cup of theirs, and it abideth. That they continue this day according to thine orders for all of thy servants. Unless thy law has been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precept with them. Thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precept. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection. But thy commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how loved I thy law. It is my meditation all the days. Thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimony on my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I kept thy precept. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me how sweet are thy words unto me. Taste ye sweeter than honey through thy, my mouth. Through thy precepts I yet understand. Therefore I hate every false ways. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Except I beseech thee, thy free will open in my mouth. O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continued in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from my precept. Thy testimony have I taken as the heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statute always, even to the end. I hate vain thoughts, but they know thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoer, but for I will keep the commandment of my God. Uphold me according to thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be saved, and I will have respect unto thy statute continue. Thou hast trodden down all of them that err from thy statute. For their deceit is falsehood. They put us all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimony. My flesh tremble for fear of thee. I'm afraid of thy judgment. Lord, we thank and we praise you for the reading of your word. We thank and praise you, Father God, for tonight. We thank and praise you, God, for your blessing. We thank and praise you, God, just for your peace. Give us your peace, your peace, your peace. Lord God, we thank you for that right now. We thank you, ask you to bless the people, Father God, in the name of you. Bless the angels, Lord God, that listen to the message, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know, Father God, that you are faithful, and I know, Father God, that you say you will forget, or you will not forget a person's labor of love and stuff, Father God, so you see and you know all things. You know all about my heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of you. You know, Lord God, that I will bless, and I will do what I can, when I can, and how I can, Father God, even though I may have to do it alone and stand alone, but God, that you know, and you know what you have done and what you have called. And if you don't work it, I can't work it. If you don't send the people, I cannot do it, Father God. If you don't do it, it cannot be done. I cannot be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm waiting on your answers for you to tell me what to do, how to do, when to do, and what you would have me to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, to finish the work that you have given me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank because you know your people, God. You know, Father God, what they are. You know what they need, but you know also what they want. And Father, we thank you. We just praise you for all that you're doing and going to do. And Father God, we just want to thank you and praise you. Like tonight, Father God, I'm going to go ahead on the log off early, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank and praise you for this night in the name of Jesus. Because you said give thanks and offering, for this is the will of God. So we thank you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you. We praise you, God. We thank you right now, God, for your mercy. And we thank you for your praise, God. We thank you for the one that just decided to come on because I was getting ready to go ahead and log off, but I stay on. Father, we thank you. We praise you for the call in right now. We thank and praise you, Father God, for your mercy and your love. We thank and praise you, God, for what you continue to do, Father God. I thank and praise you, God, how you continue to encourage me, God, to keep my hand to the plow and not look back, God. I'm not saying it's not hard sometimes, but, Lord God, I know that you are faithful. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm looking for you still to do great and mighty things to the one that is faithful, God, because, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do need to get closer to you in this day and time, Father, for so much evil is going on in the world, Father God, so much killing is going on in the world today, God, and we need to be so we can hear your voice and move at the time you say move. And Father, I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if we're walking in sin and we're walking in a lot of things, God, we cannot hear you when you give us warning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us, God. Lord God, shed and let go of everything, Father, so we can hear your voice and we can finish what we put here to do, God. Because, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so many people, so many young people, God, so many babies and things, God, people getting shot and killed because, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, somebody's not hearing your voice, somebody's not taking heed to your warning, God. So I pray, Father God, right now, and I thank you for opening the doors, God. I'm continuing to believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the doors to be open, Father God. I know you told me you're always moving when I think you're not moving, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I know nothing is in my hands, not even for myself or anyone else, God. I got to trust you because I can't trust anyone else, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I also stand in proxy, God, for a lot of those that are in the situation that we all in the same thing, waiting for you to move, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, and I want you to just encourage people, Father God, you haven't forgotten us, Father, even though it may appear that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, would just help us to stand still and trust you and trust to the end of whatever that you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that I begin to continue to pray, God, for the doors for you. Oh, I continue, Lord God, to pray against the enemy and the attacks that he's doing, Father God. I continue, Father God, to pray, Father God, to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. There won't be room to receive it, Father God. Lord, I pray that you release the wealth of the sinners to the just one, the one that be a blessing to your kingdom, God. Lord, we thank and praise you that every promise that you promise us, God, that you will bring to pass. I know we're being tried with our faith, God, to see if you're going to be faithful, God. But one thing that I have learned, the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, so I will not with your help believe anything that is contrary to your word, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I have to hold on. I have to continue to believe you, God, because I know that where I am, I can get here by myself, God. I cannot sway left or right. I cannot use my mind, Father God, to think the wrong thing, because if I do, then I know I'm lost, Father. I thank you and I praise you for that right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you even for our enemies. We thank you for the one that's trying to fight against us to keep us from heaven, what you say, Father God. But I know by faith they're already defeated right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to speak and we're going to decree and declare, and I'm going to believe, God, by faith that you have said that, Lord, if I speak the word because of my prayer, being sweet incense to you, that you're going to begin to, God, to open up and bring them like lightning. And, God, I'm believing that tonight, God, not only on my behalf, on everyone that I'm praying for tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, I know the enemy is trying to wear a lot of us out, or even myself, Father God, but I got to hold on. I got to continue, Lord God, keep my hands in the hands of the master plans right now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank and praise you for all that you're doing and what you're going to do in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you right now for being all by yourself, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We just thank and we just praise you, Lord God, as we continue to trust you and begin to rely and depend upon you, because you tell us in the word not to depend upon mankind, not to depend upon princes, anyone. Just depend upon you, because you are faithful. And, Lord, we're going to speak to our situation, Lord God, for things to turn around. We're going to speak it in the airway. We're going to claim it. We're going to decree it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to command the enemy to loose right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, we bind in heaven. Lord God, we bind up the hands of the enemy right now in the lives of your people right now. We could tell him to take his hands off everything that belonged to us. And Lord God, we ask you to release what you said was already done in heaven right now in the name of Jesus. It's not going to be done. It's already done. And we have to learn how to, Lord, to speak it into existence. Speak what the word of God say in spite of what the circumstance look like. We have to speak and say what the word of God say right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us, Lord God, to be faithful, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to be, be continue to be faithful to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank and we praise you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm going to just read off some things that I hate on. Well, I know this way God does things anyway, but I listened to the program last Tuesday night, and a man was talking about how we do, we've got prophecy and word that God has spoken, this thing that we need to do as we need to do to help bring the word to pass. And the first thing he said, whenever a word has been given, or God has showed us some things, and God has said what we're going to do, or what he's going to do in our life, one of the first things he said, be ready for the battle, and basically what that means, because the greater the prophecy, the greater thing the Lord wants to do in your life, the greater the enemy comes to try to do warfare to keep us really from possessing it. And we have to be ready spiritually. This is why God has been constant preaching and teaching the word. And you know, and you have to constantly keep your faith built up and say what the words say. And because the enemy does everything he can to wear people out. And a lot of people do give up because they don't understand the ways of God. And that's why I try to teach people the ways of God and how to walk in the spirit and how to come against everything that the enemy say, no, it won't happen. Don't let him speak to your mind and this, that, and the other. And this is why, too, sometimes with me, people mean well, but the devil used people, and they got to say, well, why this came, that came. And I have told people, you need to just shut up. The words say this, the words say that. And sometimes they look at you stupid and all that stuff, what's going on. But like I say, if they don't have peace, you're not going to cause me not to have peace. But anyway, the scripture talks about how, like I said, you have to be ready for battle. Anytime God says he's going to bless you, he's going to use you, and you're going to be mighty, you're going to be this, or whether it's through scripture, the enemy starts immediately with some of his negative mess and some of his trying to keep us, trying to stop us, trying to do. That's why you have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to keep fighting the battle, spiritually, not physically. I was telling someone the other day, you know, just think about I think it's George Washington Carver, the Peanut Man, I believe it is, you know, and I say, if anybody said they can't make it, and I tell them, I said, but think about him and what he had to go through with during that time and, you know, the prejudice and all this stuff, but he made it and he's in history. So if our situation ain't as bad as his and he made it, you know, you got to be determined. You got to be determined. Just like sometimes we can be determined to do even do wrong, we got to be determined to do good, because it's in keeping posts and doing it when we're going to reach the verdict. And I can really say at this season in my life, a lot of things that I had to go through with, and I had to persevere. I couldn't look at the natural. So I had to get out of the frame. I couldn't listen to the well-meaning churchgoers or whatever you want to call them, because they talk the talk. But they always talk negative and tell me what I couldn't do and what didn't make sense and what did, you know. And I just told God, I mean, look at just get him out from around me. But then, well, that's one of the things he's telling us. Let me see. I'm going to read the scripture for that. Was 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge, Paul was telling Timothy, I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. See, we have to, and that's, I mean, Ephesians 6, chapter 10, verse 9, we have to put on the whole armor of God. We have to come against everything that is contrary to the word of God. And another thing I tell people, what you need to do, anytime anybody says something negative, when you alone or whatever, begin to take up thoughts and pull down every negative thing, say that word will not come up in your life, you know, I bind it up, or whatever the Lord say, because people used to tell us words won't hurt me. Yes, it will. When people get to speaking the negative stuff over people's life, or we speak it over our own life, it will hinder. Okay, the next thing is say, brother, we got to respond to whatever it is with faith. Faith is not seeing it. Faith is when we don't even see it, but we believe it anyway, you know. But we got to respond with faith. That's, like I say, and I think I have been an example to quite a few people. They had a look at my life. Although nothing didn't look like it won't ever be anything or whatever, but I said the word said it, the word said it. You know, and I'm not saying in my spirit, man, I wasn't feeling whatever, but I don't know. I just refused to let it be openly out until I got stronger in the spirit, man. But I respond to it in faith. And the scripture for that is Hebrews 11:1. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Your faith is what you use and the confidence, if you want to call it, whatever term out, is grounds for whatever you believe in God for. And things are not seen. Things are not seen. Faith is not seen. You believe it and you hope, and that's two different kind of hope. One hope you could, oh, it may happen, it may not. That's the wrong hope. It's hope like I tell people when I was pregnant. I wasn't hoping that baby going to come out. I knew that baby going to come out in its time. So this is the way it is with anything else. You got to know especially if your God has said it, the word has said it. It ain't no mountain going to happen if I continue to go on. Now, yeah, I could have did something stupid, you know, where it wouldn't have happened. But thank God I wasn't that stupid, you know. But I'm just saying, we got to respond with faith. Next thing, whenever God is using people to give words or prophecy, what God going to do in your life, whenever we can, we need to record it or write it down. Write it down. Sometime I have record things on tapes and different things or whatever I can record it on, so that when the enemy come in like a whirlwind, I can pray the promises that God has had people speaking over my life to encourage me. Well, what I'm seeing, that ain't what the Lord has said. And so a lot of times with me, I don't have to record it. I do remember a lot. I can go back 20 years or more with prophecy that was said and things that God has promised. But I tell people, I try to do this. And this is why sometimes with some people, I was sending them videos or words that God had people praying and spoke, so that when the enemy comes in and all this stuff he's doing, it looked like the word, and that they'll hear and know that here God has somebody speaking this. And it's to encourage you. And I was telling a lady that I know that she don't never want to call in or anything. And she always told me what she want to know, this, that, and the other. And she's been going on like just a year. But I told her, I said, sometimes you can miss it. You know, it can come to you. You think it's your thought. But when God has somebody else to tell you, they hadn't heard you mention it, then you know, well, okay, this got to be God. Because these people don't know they have said it, but recorded. And the next, you got to pray genuine prayer. And like I said, and take authority over every negative thing and pray, Lord, I'm believing your word. I'm trusting your word. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't see how you're going to do it. But God, I'm going to trust you, you know, and pray that prayer. And sometimes we have to call things forth. These are some strategies that we can use. Encouragement. And we have to take action. The right action does what we say. And this is one thing that any of you that knows me know, that very seldom you hear me say, and I'm just going to put a little gate there because I don't think I do it, but just to be safe, any kind of encouragement about what it ain't going to happen, it ain't going to this, and ain't going to that. I try not to let nothing like that come out of my mouth. Not even in my thoughts. Because if the enemy tried to talk, I said, devil, you got to shut up, because I'm not your partner anymore. I'm not your this anymore. I'm not going to have no conversation with you or whatever it is. You know, go talk by yourself. Sometimes I do people like that also. You know, do that. So anyway, said another thing, we're talking about when God has told Abraham to go. And go, he told him, don't go take nobody, family, nothing with him. So one of the big wrong things Abraham did, he took Lot with him. He was supposed to just go and not even know where he's going, just follow the leading of the Lord. And God told him on what he's going to do in his life. But like I said, he made the mistake of taking the wrong people. Sometimes people, we want to take people with us because we want to see them blessed. But one thing the Lord told me is that there's a lot of people that they don't want what you want. They're not even qualified to go. And they can only be a hindrance. Because if anybody got, every time I'm sitting, I'm going to do something great, oh, I'm going to do this. Well, how are you going to do it? You don't have any money. And you can't do that. But those are not people that I need to be around. If you can't help to feed into my spirit to tell me I'm great and tell me I can make it, I'm standing with you, I'm praying with you, I don't need your friendship. I don't need your partnership or whatever you want to call it. I don't need that. You know, I don't care how well I know you, how good I know you, how long I know you. Because, see, you're not that for me. You don't think I can make it as I can get it. So, you're not being mean and ugly, but you have to, the Bible says, guard your own heart, guard your own spirit. You can't let in and everything and everybody whisper in your ear. You know, because everybody's not for you. It's not mean that you bad, wrong, or all this stuff. But God has made us out certain of to be so different that they just can't like you anyway because they don't like God. That's what it is. But also, the second thing that the Lord had me teaching, telling people about, when God make a promise, okay, what people have not learned to do, wait on the Lord, what they do, they try to make whatever God promised them come to pass by their own manipulation, maneuvers, and this. And when he told Abraham that he's going to give him a son out of his own loin between him and Sarah, And even though they were up in age and all this stuff, and you know how people be talking about that, but God made a promise. So Sarah couldn't wait. She told him to go into Hagar and end up getting Ishmael. But see, Ishmael was the flesh. That wasn't the promise that God gave. Now, God did bless Ishmael. But even today, with Iraq and all the Ishmael, the tribes be still cutting flips. But whatever God promised you, that's what's going to be blessed. That's how you're going to prosper. But if I try to make it happen, you know, just like I was telling the people, you know, when they were telling me about, you know, about the house, the way we're doing this and that, what I ought to do, I really want to tell people to shut up, to be honest. Because if I could try to make it happen, it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. You know, and I had to learn through something special when God put me through it, when I really needed to try to trust God. And if I wasn't stronger in my faith because of the circumstances I was in and had somebody to feed, I probably would have went and did it. But then again, I wouldn't be where I am today. I may or may not even be in the world. Because why, I would figure, but God, you can't do it. You're just moving too slow. You ain't doing this. But as I had to learn that God had to speak to other folks. And other folks don't even sometimes know it's God. They think it's them. And sometimes he had to do a thing to them. But anyway, anything flesh get, this is the point, anything flesh get, and it's not the promise of God, what God said, it's not going to ever work. You always have problems with it. This is why people, you know, they look at me crazy about, why you standing still? Why you not doing this? And how you not doing that? You don't know the ways of God. I can get in more trouble by trying to make it happen. And like I tell people, ain't none of you going to come and try to help me go through it. You're not going to try to bless me to go through it. You're not going to try to give me to go through it. But you're trying to tell me I need to follow your advice. And God is telling me to stand still because he's still in control. You know, and when he, like I tell people, when he giving you peace in your inner man, when you need to be cutting flips, when you need to be in the natural. But anyway, with me, that is God telling me, even though I don't see it, I don't understand, God tell me, but I got it. I got it. That's why I can't let you worry about it. That's why I can't let you try to do anything about it. I go to do something about it, and then God let it fall through. But another one is the things, like they say, pray and be persistent in your prayer and in your waiting, in the things the Lord said. Don't waver. Don't back and forth. 1 minute you believe, and the next minute because you don't do it, I don't believe it no more because you know people this, and a lot of times people know the devil this. I said, see, you lift up the devil too much. Lift up Jesus. He said, if you lift up me, I'll do the drawing. Yes, he used the devil. That's true. But the devil can't touch a child of God unless God step back and let him, and never to destroy them. Never to destroy. But we got to be persistent. I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know how he's going to do it. And one thing I used to tell people, every delay is not denial. Well, because they used to come and tell me, say, well, I thought you said your Lord going to do this. I said, every delay is not denial. I don't know why God didn't. I can't trust the all-wise God. I'm not that stupid. Try to ask him, well, why you didn't do it and why you didn't this, that, and other. I said, I just didn't do that. I didn't do that. So another thing is you don't give up. You don't give up. If you give up, you will not possess. You will not possess the promise and the blessing that God got for your life. You will not possess it. So we have to keep pushing. We have to keep going. And, Lord, I'm going to trust you to the end. You know, one thing I had told the Lord, I'd rather trust him than not to trust him. Because in spite of a lot of things that I've been waiting on, believing God for, I don't have the uneasiness that a lot of people have, you know, because of it. And I know it comes from trusting in God. It comes from getting the word of God in me. And I keep trying to tell the people, you know, you can't just get prophecy and not have the word of God in your spirit. Not in your head, because I can tell it's in your head, because when you come in your trouble, I mean, come to trouble, the word won't come out of your mouth. The complaint come out. So that tells me that the word is not in a person's heart. Because no matter how I get squeezed or whatever it is, I say, well, the word said this. God said this. God said this. The word said this. That's how I keep myself built up. I don't know, Lord. I don't know how. And but I got to trust you. Because one thing that I see was me, and sometimes God do take so much that way, God won't really allow me to ask people for help or stuff. And sometimes I get kind of frustrated, kind of won't. But then a lot of them are going to turn you down anyway, you know. And I said, that is teaching me, I am your source. And when I get ready, I do this, do that, and do the other, you know. And
I do want the Lord to, but I can't make it. And I do be calling in heaven, people praying and standing me for God's will to be done, whatever that may be. Because if we pray that, what would happen? Well, he gives us the grace to wait on him. He gives us the faith because we're in the center of God's will, even though it don't seem like it. You know, and I would like to, especially, like I said, not just for me, for everybody I'm praying with, because I want to see God do things for him to give the devil a black eye and also to give some of his people that claim that they believe God to do, but they don't, to give them a black eye. And I'm asking God to do such a mighty supernatural thing that they'll have to know that it wasn't nobody but God that did it, nobody but him. And so we just thank and praise God, like I say, for what he's doing. And I do see him working in some things and on some things. It seems like it's slow, but it's not slow. He's on time. Whatever he's doing, you know. Like I said, even with the shows and things, it's still sort of like discouraging a little bit because, you know, a lot of times, I'll say like a few minutes ago before you came on, I was on and just with nobody else on, I was reading the scripture and all that. And But I know that God's called me, and I know that this word is going to help a lot of people if they listen to it and take it into stand, because the thing that's on the land now and all the killing, all the this and doing, if these people don't get in that word and get that word in them, they may not even be here next year or next week, because it's babies, little children, all kind of people getting shot and getting killed now, you know, and people doing other things to them, you know, what's called. So it's best to be in the center of God's will. That's what it's best to be, in the center of his will, you know, being protected, because the angels only protect you when you listen to them, because they will speak sometime in your ear or whatever it is. Don't go out, don't do this, don't do that, you know. And sometimes people don't pay no attention. Oh, that's just my thought, and go out and something happens. But you know, you have to learn how to hear the voice of God, and move when he say move, how he say move. You know, if he say move or do something, then you do that. But if he don't, you really truly don't. And I'm not gonna tell anybody it's not in the beginning hard to trust God, because you're so used to doing things your own way. You know, and you have to learn that whatever God tell you, it never makes sense to your head, never. Because he wanted to be so that we have to trust him. Trust him, you trust him out of, but he will bring us out. Because I see a lot of people that came, was in the Lord for where I was, and came and all this stuff, and what they're preaching, teaching, all that. But I see them during this time, they're whining and crying, and this doesn't make sense, and this is not, and I really just get vexed with them, especially in my ear. You can feel like that. But go in a corner and do it. Just leave me alone. Don't bother me with that, because I don't want that stuff going in my ear. You know, I don't want to go out there. I don't ever want to come against God. I really don't. I don't want to come against God. I don't want to try to admit I'm the smartest one and he's the stupidest one and all that stuff. I don't want to do that, you know. But I thank and praise God, like I said again, for whatever he's going to do. And I thank and praise God for you coming on, and you know, for me going ahead on it and staying on, because I was just by the time I looked up and I saw the number on there, I was just getting ready to go ahead on the end the program, you know. But I'm showing God through what I'm doing. I'm showing God that, Lord, I'm going to still be faithful. You see my labor of love, so you will reward me for being faithful. And it's not me going to miss out, but the one that don't get it and don't listen is going to miss out. So when all this H really, really starts to blow through and hitting, they're going to really wish they had the word in their spirit in order to be able to go through it and already just possess the blessings and the things that the Lord has for them, you know. And also we thank and praise God for that. And another thing, third cousin, Lexington, a little young guy, 30 years old, got the call this morning by post down in Central, Dosha's grandson. He died from drugs, I don't know, some of the drugs. They gave him a shot, but it killed him, and but 30 years old. So That's why I'm saying, you know, we as a people, we better, because the enemy is out there still killing and destroying. Anyway, KP have to have you doing that, his, you know, doing that himself. And so, you know, she called me. She had a sister, Dosha's daughter, had two children, a girl and a boy. And he was, I don't know how, yeah, he was 30 years old. He was 30 years old. So that's very, very young. That's why I say death don't know no name, no what's kind of, the enemy's out to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. So we just continue to keep, you know, keep them up in prayer and all of that. And just stay encouraged. And I'm still trusting God. And I know God's going to bring you out. I mean, I had no doubt, but I just don't know when. I don't know when. And I wish he would tell me. But if he chooses not to tell me, there's nothing I can do about that. You know, either like I say, you know, if he just tell me it's okay, let me just bless you and let you go ahead on and do it. But then again, if he do that, he may, whatever he may want you to try to learn, it may not be. And I don't want to be a hindrance in your life. I really don't. I really don't want to be that in your life, but we just trust him that whatever, and if you need, well, I've been praying for you anyway, but we just go ahead on, and I think it's 10 o'clock now, 10:01, so we go ahead on and log off and end the episode, and just know this, I love you. I love you very much. I really truly do, you know, and I'm standing with you, believing with you, and you stand with me. Because as I told the Lord, I know he's on our side and you're on my side, and vice versa. I really don't put that kind of trust in other people. I really don't. I really truly don't, you know, what's going on. Because people tell you stuff and they don't do it or whatever, you know. And I'm not going to lie to anybody, you know, disappoint me. I'm not going to say, you know, I just don't fall no more for that. When people say, you know, I just love you, I love, because love to me is an action word. You don't always have to give me anything, but you show me through action that they really care, you know, and not that I'm dying out for that false love, because I'm not doing that either. You know, I don't need all that accolades to make me feel like I'm somebody. I'm somebody called Christ. I'm somebody. That's why I'm somebody. But anyway, we're going to say good night to you and bless you and love you and just continue to keep your eyes on the prize and trust God. And so you have a good night here. Okay, I love you. Okay? All right.